This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, once again, we are speaking with Mr. Jeremy Cage, the president of the Cage Group, a firm that helps businesses and organizations unleash their full potential with breakthrough strategies, marketing, and innovation solutions. Mr. Cage sailed around the world with his family, and he's also the author of All Dreams on Deck, Charting the Course for Your Life and Work. Mr. Cage, a pleasure to have you back with us here today on eHealth Radio. And certainly pleased to have you back.
Thank you very much.
Let us know about your amazing book, and happy to do a deep dive into your great advice as well. Tell us about your thoughts on how to turn our 2018 resolutions into action to kick things off today.
Well, you know, New Year's resolutions are always a challenge, aren't they? We all take a stab at making some resolutions, and you know, 90 to 95% of people break them, and so. Clearly, you know, we need to be approaching it in a different way than we typically do if we're going to expect a different result. And so that's where my advice would be, let's pick a couple, no matter how sort of big or small, and then sort of run it through the same sort of rigor that I talk about in the book. You know, like, and rather than just having a vague dream of, you know, in the book, if you recall, one of the key premises is that I think we're dreaming all wrong. We dream vaguely and we dread specifically. So we have a vague dream of success, and then all of the specific sort of dreads, obstacles, and fears get in the way. And so what I'd suggest as it relates to any kind of New Year's resolution, but also any of your other dreams, is flip that on its head and dream specifically and dread vaguely. So what do I mean by that? Instead of just saying, I want to lose weight this year, or I want to be healthier this year, or I want to improve my marriage this year, or, you know, I want to, you know, get a new job this year and shake up my career, whatever that dream, that resolution may be, get specific about it. What exactly, you know, do you want, by when, and how are you going to do it? So that's, I think that's a really important first place to start, is to get specific about what the dream is. Then again, using the same process that we've laid out in the book, is to say, okay, right now, how do you then get highly intentional behind each of those, you know, like those couple of dreams? Or so instead of calling them resolutions, I'm going to call them dreams. So let's get intentional about them, and then let's plan and prepare for success, which again, we don't like to do in a society where we like things like now. We like, okay, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, but I want it by tomorrow. you know, it's like, okay, so let's plan and prepare for success. And then of course, you know, you've got to have the courage to actually see it through. You know, if you don't have the courage or the stamina to actually see it through and ask others for help, and then I think your likelihood
and
of
also
success
can
is
we
be,
do
is
this at work
diminished.
As well as in our personal lives, and how can we do so?
Well, absolutely. You know, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, I was talking to a whole bunch of CEOs at a conference down in New York City. And I absolutely think that you can do this at work. And it depends, obviously, it depends upon where you are in, you know, within any given company. But if you are a project manager, then how do you make sure that you hit it out of the ballpark with that particular project? And again, here, you get really specific about about the project, get intentional about it, get all of your teammates to be intentional about it, plan and prepare for success, and then have the courage to go forward. Now, that's if you're somewhere, if you will, sort of in lower to middle management in a company, or, you know, if you're a CEO, then, you know, what is the dream of the company? Are you clearly articulating that for everybody so that everybody who's coming to work understands what the dream is and what their role is in delivering against that dream? So yes, the same framework that we're talking about for achieving your, you know, your resolutions or your life dreams absolutely applies at work. And I, in the book, I use a couple of examples of business startups. You know, like I've started several businesses, and I walk the reader through how we went through this process and launched a business that is
and
now
taking that even further, Mr. Cage,
US.
Tell us about how everyone can achieve their highest potential in all walks of life.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, I do need to, you know, make it clear that I don't have all of the answers to, you know, to all of these questions, like, in a way that's going to resonate with everybody. But I think that one of my foundational beliefs is that there's no such thing as work-life balance. I think that's a gross oversimplification of us as human beings. I think it presumes there's this thing called work, there's this thing called life. They're about 50-50. And of course, if one of them gets, you know, thrown out of whack, then your whole life is thrown out of whack. So I think a much more accurate representation is that of life balance, of which work is a part. And it, you know, in the book, I talk about this idea of the lifeboat. If you throw everything into a lifeboat, it's going to sink. So you got to figure out what are the most important, you know, grab bags, or what are the most important components that you're going to put into a lifeboat. And for me, there are like seven. There's, you know, there's my family, there are my friends, there's my work, there's my fitness, there's philanthropy, there's my faith. You know, so I have a, and I believe that every individual, no matter where you are in life, whether you're a student, whether you're mid-career, whether you're just retired, whatever, should have a dream for each of those components of their lives. And I think once you clearly define what those dreams are, and then you go about trying to, you know, sort of really sort of go for each of those dreams, that's when you really start to unleash your full potential in a complete way.
And certainly some great advice right there today. We're joined by Mr. Jeremy Cage, the president of the Cage Group, a firm that helps businesses and organizations unleash their full potential with breakthrough strategies, marketing, and innovation solutions. Mr. Cage is also the author of The All Dreams on Deck, Charting the Course for Your Life and Work, and he's joined us once again here on eHealth Radio's Family Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Cage, you own a well-known business consultancy. Can you tell our listeners how you take this advice and use it in your own business?
Well, yeah. Again, it relates to what we were just sort of chatting about. I think the critical thing. Well, let me step back. I think every business, every service, every country, every relationship, everything, we are completely surrounded by dreams. Everything started as a dream. So I think the first thing that I would challenge any business owner, or anyone who's, if you will, trying to start their own business, is, or even run, you know, running a going business, is, again, you know, like, what is the dream? Kodak, you know, like a long time ago, their dream was to make photography as easy to use as a pencil. That was actually their stated dream. And what was interesting is, and so what did that do? That helped them develop a business for taking film developing out of the house, and they did it for you. So that was a service model. And then they also invented the Instamatic camera to make it a lot easier to take photos. Now, the irony is that when they actually invented the digital camera, it threatened their business model. You know, which actually the digital camera actually delivered on the dream completely. They took their eye off the ball and they said, well, that threatens our profitable film development business, and so we're not going to do anything with it. And of course, they didn't. And then as a result of that, you know, long story short, they went bankrupt. So I think the challenge for any business owner is, or anybody who's thinking about starting a business, is how do you get as specific as possible about the dream you have for that business. And there's a guy who wrote a great book called Zag, a guy named Marty Neumeier, and he has this idea of onlyness statement. What is your onlyness statement of your business? How are you unique? How are you different? How are you differentiated? And I think the clearer you can get with that, and the clearer you can understand what unmet need you're meeting, and then go for the dream. Again, following a disciplined approach, you're going to significantly increase your odds of success.
And getting back to resolutions, can you offer a helpful tip to everyone listening about how to stick to even one resolution?
I would be specific about it, but I think actually, you know, I talk about intentionality. And when I, you know, the ladder of intentionality is a concept I discuss in the book. And I think the highest rung on the ladder of intentionality is not only when you declare your dream, but you declare it in such a way that you have other people talking about it. And then something magical happens. One, is you actually feel accountable to these other people for your dream, but then you also end up creating a support network that helps lift you up and helps you, you know, achieve your dream. So I would urge anybody who's struggling with keeping to a resolution that's important to them is to not only declare that resolution out loud, but declare it in such a way that they get their family, their friends, you know, like their colleagues actually talking about it so that they can actually help support you support that person in achieving the resolution. And I think, again, that dramatically, you know, ramps up your ability to actually see it through and stick to it.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Well, I think the only thing that I'd like to leave your listeners with is that, you know, often people say, well, there's a high level of risk in making those declarations, or high level of risk, you know, like going after my dreams. And I think that often we don't stop and reflect upon the risk, that the cost of not taking that risk. Okay. So, and the cost of not taking that risk is at the end of your life, you're sitting there thinking, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. And you're getting ready to move on to the next chapter out of this world. And you've left a lot on the table. And I think that's a much higher risk than taking the risk of actually, you know, going for your dreams and actually unleashing your full potential.
Well, Mr. Cage, it certainly has been great to have had you, and you certainly do offer a wealth of information when it comes to making our dreams come true. Anyone that can sail around the world, certainly you have my attention. I'm sure you have the attention of the listeners as well. Where can listeners get further information on the Cage Group and also your book, All Dreams on Deck?
Yeah, in terms of my business, they can go to my website, which is thecagegroup.org. And in terms of the book, you can sort of buy it in all of the usual suspects, you know, such as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and it's available both in hardback and in e-reader form.
Again, Mr. Cage, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us once again here on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Hey, take care. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
And you as well. We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Jeremy Cage, president of the Cage Group, a firm that helps businesses and organizations unleash their full potential and breakthrough strategies, marketing, and innovation solutions. Mr. Cage is also the author of All Dreams on Deck, Charting the Course for Your Life and Work. And for further details, simply visit thecagegroup.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.